Well, the other big story, of course, of the week are the elections in Iran. Everyone watched with anticipation to see if we were going to have a repeat of 2009, where there were protests there. And somewhat of a surprising result with Hassan Rouhani becoming the new president, or he'll take office in August. People did seem to be very surprised by this. Were you surprised? Did you think this was an unusual outcome? And really, is this going to change much in terms of Iranian-U.S. relations moving forward?
Yeah, I think a lot of us were surprised. I mean, particularly because there were six candidates. I think many of us thought that there might not be a winner the first time around, that there might be a runoff. But as you mentioned, President-elect Rouhani won with 50.7% of the vote, and seems to be, you know, is the only kind of moderate voice in the pack. So voters in Iran seem to have kind of overwhelmingly rejected the recent ultra-conservative regime in Iran. You know, of course, how much is going to change is really to be determined. You know, the supreme leader in Iran certainly is the ultimate power holder. And so the relationship that emerges between these two and how that will have an impact on, let's say, the nuclear situation is really something I still to be determined.
Yeah, it was a remarkable election. He won with over 10 million more votes than his nearest competitor. So that really was an interesting return. But you're right, we'll have to see how this plays out and watch as he takes office, as I said, in August.
You know, the president has not only these foreign policy challenges, clearly, you know, with its relations with the West, but also domestic challenges. There are a lot of there's a lot of reconciliation that needs to be done in Iran. And so the president has said that he's there to do exactly that, to focus on the economy and domestic social issues. And then, of course, has the foreign policy challenges ahead of him as well. So definitely something that will be interesting going forward.
Yeah, and he plays a unique role as both an insider and an outsider in some way. So, yes, we will keep an eye on that for sure. So thank you again so much, Suzette, for joining us. Have safe travels, and we'll see you in the studio next week.
Thank you, Rebecca. I look forward to being back in Norman next week.